decades ago, at a studio in Los Angeles, four musicians got together to play jazz on an unlikely combination of instruments: oboe, guitar, acoustic bass, and percussion. They called themselves Oregon because guitarist Ralph Towner and bassist Glenn Moore met at the University of Oregon in Eugene. For these past 30 years, the sounds they've blended from many traditions and genres have attracted a passionate and very loyal fan base. Apollo astronauts took one of their cassettes to the moon and named two lunar craters after Oregon tunes. This small ensemble has also played with large groups, the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and the Philadelphia Orchestra, but their orchestral repertoire gets its recording debut on Oregon's latest CD, Oregon in Moscow, on Intuition Records, features the Moscow Tchaikovsky Symphony Orchestra. Guitarist Ralph Towner says there's always been a strong connection between Oregon's compositions and orchestral music.
We've always had a real approach to music. It's very influenced by classical articulation and dynamics, and the pieces that were recorded or that we chose to compose and arrange earlier pieces, they really have an orchestral flavor. We've always thought of ourselves as a small orchestra to begin with.
Steve Rodby, as the producer, I read in the liner notes that you and the engineer, Rich Breen, worked miracles in dealing with the logistics of this particular project. Do you care to give us an example of one of the miracles you wrought?
Well, you know, the studio was in a magnificent place. Part of the reason we ended up in Moscow was because it was one of the few places we could find where we could really pull this off. It had a wonderful orchestra, a beautiful sounding big room. But they had some funny things there. But they had all these beautiful East German microphones, and it was really about the best sounding room to record an orchestra in I've ever heard.
Good room, but funny things?
Well, you know, usually if you're doing a project like this, sometimes large recording studios will have the control room up high. I think you've probably seen it in a Beatles movie where they're looking down through a window. Well, they had the control room up high. They had that part together, but the window part they left off. So I couldn't see, being up in the control room, what was going on all the time. So I had to run up and down what was basically a two-story fire escape back and forth between each take, because also in a normal studio, you'd be able to, you'd talk through a talkback, like a cue system, but the cue system was a little bit flaky, so I did a lot of running.
You lost weight?
Yeah.
He lost 10 pounds. We were watching him running up, and this fire escape shook when he was running up and down it. So it was,
it all worked well in the end.
It worked great.
It really was something.
Talk a little bit about the recording of Icarus, because this is, Ralph, essentially one of your signature tunes, and this was a pretty intense recording session.
It was a really intense recording session. I think that's one of the reasons it was so successful was the musicians, the classical Russian musicians, really got involved, both because they're people that play with just fierce commitment, every note they play, but also because this was music that was intelligible to them. It wasn't so far out of the realm that it was some weird artificial job they actually could listen to it. The way the music is often designed is that Oregon will play with the orchestra, and then there'll be sections where Oregon's playing by itself. Since we didn't want to do an overdub session, we were set up so they were sort of facing each other. So this piece, Icarus, one of the most well-known of their tunes, it's structured so that first the melody's happening with the orchestra, and then it gets to an open section. And this open section is one of these absolutely signature moments in the Oregon improvising, where it's not a set length, it's not a set format, and there's no one soloist. It's as though the whole quartet is soloing together, and it goes on and develops into whatever it's going to be, and then at a certain point that wraps up, and the orchestra comes back in and plays the end of the song. Well, we did the first take, and at the end they applaud. They do this thing the orchestras do. I love it, where the string players bang their bows on the stands, you know, and they'll rustle their feet a little bit. So we needed to fix a note and move a microphone or something, so we go for a second take. same thing happens. Everyone plays even better. They applaud even louder. The take that's on the record, I think, it was our final take. I know it was our final take. It might be a fourth or fifth take, but by that point, the music was just soaring. Everybody was playing their best. And again, each time the Oregon section happened, it was a completely different improvised set of music. I think that was so impressive to them that in the end, for that last take, they were stomping their feet and cheering and applauding. And it just really felt like it was a real group effort. It was really exciting.
Ralph, what did you do to tailor the music to them? I'm thinking of, for example, the Templars, which, congratulations, was nominated for a Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition. But this is something you had to tailor it to their talents.
Well, this is another example of something that starts out as a tune. I mean, I was in Palermo, and so I found this opening theme, and that sat around for quite a while, and it hadn't even occurred to me that it would be an orchestra piece. And then this project started happening, and I realized, well, this would be a very good orchestra piece, and because I needed some new ones other than the ones we'd been performing for 30 years before. So I made it a little bit longer, and I started orchestrating it, and then there's a kind of a fugue in the middle of it that's hiding underneath the piano solo, that's hiding underneath the fugue, that's hiding in like that. So there's a lot of elements in there that are almost purely orchestral. The piece would sound good even if we didn't play, which is important. I think at the very core of everything, if it's not a good tune, a good piece, just played in a piano reduction, then it's not a good piece. And no amount of orchestration is going to really make it a good piece. It might make it some interesting sounds, but you really have to have content. But we actually play this piece now as a quartet, and it sounds quite impressive too.
Solo guitar record, it's just been released, called Anthem. Everybody in the group Oregon has worked together, worked apart, but 30 years, I mean, that's longer than some marriages. What is it that keeps you
most
together?
Marriages.
Most marriages, agreed. But here you are, I mean, you know, 30 years later, the four of you, and you're still getting together. What keeps you
together? Oh, we're excited about the music. If the music wasn't developing and wasn't exciting, we wouldn't be playing. I mean, you're able to stretch your stuff in this group. You're able to make errors and be forgiven. So you're given a lot of leeway. It isn't this sort of faceless democracy where everybody behaves well and doesn't stick their nose out. But as I say, if we weren't playing well and constantly improving, we would stop.
Ralph Towner and producer Steve Rodby joined us in our Washington studio. The CD, Oregon in Moscow, is on Intuition Records. Oregon is currently on tour, and as one reviewer wrote, their tours are as rare as lunar eclipses. They play tomorrow in Philadelphia and later this week in Minneapolis and Chicago.